Welcome to another episode of the Cloud and Clear series, in which we invite leading technologists and experts at the cutting edge of multi-cloud solutions to probe key issues and trends. I'm Des O'Connor, Cloud Intelligence Lead at Dell Technologies UK, and in this episode, we'll be looking at cloud resiliency, addressing the key challenges focusing on protecting data from a continuity and recoverability perspective, as well as discussing current regulations and concentration of risk. And as we have a music theme throughout this series, this episode is entitled An Ear to the Ground. Today, I have the fantastic pleasure to host Narjis Aidy, a senior director from Deloitte. Narjis, welcome. I'm so happy that you're here today. How have you been keeping?
Wonderful. Yeah, it's Friday. And you know what? I'm absolutely delighted to be here and really looking forward to this chat.
Fantastic. So can you give us a brief overview of who you are and what you do?
Sure. So, Narjis Aidy, I'm a director here at Deloitte in the UK in our cyber practice. I lead cyber resilience and recovery, and I'm predominantly focused on the financial services sector. I've been with the firm just over 11 years. And yeah, I mean, the past 5 years specifically have been focused on helping clients understand their threat landscape in terms of the emerging cyber threats, and also helping them prepare for continuity and survivability, both on-prem and in the cloud. So that's where the focus has been for the past 5 years.
Amazing. And we've had the pleasure of working together for the last 3 years. And I always enjoy the engagement with you and the Deloitte team. So I am genuinely so excited to have you here today. But before we get into the questions, because this podcast has a music theme, I'd be interested to hear what your favorite band is.
So I've been toying with this, right? Do I go with what is close to heart, or do I go with what I'm listening to at the moment? Well, I'll go with a bit of both. So Bon Jovi is my all-time go-to, just because, you know, it just resonates with me. And more recently, I really got into Eminem.
Oh, wow. I know, I was not expecting that.
Exactly. So yeah, you've got both extremes there. So yeah, variety.
Well, maybe some organizations who haven't got their cyber resilience up to date might be living on a prayer. Okay, so let's crack into it. So to set a bit of context, throughout this series, we've been focused on discussing the acceleration of many businesses towards cloud. And as organizations migrate to a variety of workloads and deploy new cloud-native applications, some are pursuing a hybrid approach, whilst others are adopting multi-cloud. But regardless of the preferred approach, the challenge is to keep their resiliency strategy aligned with this multifaceted architecture. The cyber criminal world is daunting. There are lots of trials and tribulations that organizations and clients have to face. However, I think that Deloitte brings a lot of this calm to an ever-changing storm. So let's crack into it. Narjis, in my first question, it would be good to understand what new trends Deloitte are seeing in the cyber resiliency field and how the threat landscape has changed.
Sure. So I think I'll just start off with traditional cyber resilience typically focused on securing data that was on-prem, either in an organization's own data centers or their third parties. I think we had a really good idea of what good looks like in this space, and we knew how to get there. The challenges were really age-old, not cyber-specific ones, such as costs being driven down, but it felt like we at least had the answers. In recent years, though, there's been a large focus on moving workloads into the cloud, and this has been seen by many businesses as the answer to a whole host of problems, with a key driver being reducing costs and increasing resilience. However, I would say the cloud brings with it new challenges and exposure to new risks, and it's not automatically resilient. And I don't think we fully understand yet all of the risks that businesses are exposed to in the cloud. Additionally, in the recent past, the cyber landscape witnessed a shift from petty online crimes to election meddling, carried out by state-sponsored actors, large-scale ransomware attacks that have brought many organizations to the brink of collapse, right? We've got clear examples in headline news over the past few years. And also cyber espionage campaigns, where targeted to extract information about competitive advantage that many large multinationals have. So I suppose for businesses, modeled around providing uninterrupted services to clients. Such interruptions drain their revenue with every passing minute of the outage and put their long-term viability in jeopardy. So sites like Down Detector, I guess, mean clients can see pretty much immediately if there's an issue with a provider. So I guess even smaller disruptions, which are carried out with high persistency, can result in organizations spending significant efforts towards incident response and diverting their focus from their core business objectives. Hence, the underlying infrastructure and the physiological levels must be functionally present to ensure that businesses can continue to run at optimal level. This is referred to, I guess, as the principle of availability, and maintaining it is important whether on-premise or in the cloud. I guess just to close out on this, clients for the most part don't really care where your data is, they just care that they're getting the service they paid for and that their data is safe, of course.
I mean, it is interesting. When we started working together those few years ago, it was very much focused on the on-prem data. And there was definitely an evolution and a faster move and focus towards cloud. And I think you've touched on some of the really interesting topics about how the cyber landscape has witnessed a fundamental shift. But there's also a fundamental shift in the marketplace for organizations to move to cloud quickly.
Yep.
So it's no longer the case of just protecting that on-prem data. It's protecting the vector landscape across the on-prem, the data moving to and from the cloud, and then the multi-cloud disciplinary strategies that organizations may deploy as well. So there is definitely a focus and renewed threat landscape, but there's also renewed energy, I guess, from an advisory firm such as Deloitte in helping clients through those uncertain times as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess it would be good just to understand a little bit more in detail around what you do on a day-to-day basis and how does Deloitte work with clients to advise on cyber resiliency strategies in the cloud?
Sure. Apart from the grabbing the morning croissant every day, that keeps me going.
Very important. Yeah.
Exactly.
Breakfast for kings, isn't that what they say?
Indeed.
Yeah.
I guess on a day-to-day basis, I help my clients to increase their cyber resilience. What this means is it takes different forms and no two projects are the same because obviously no two clients are the same. Sometimes we're doing things like implementing cyber vaults, working with your good selves. And sometimes we're writing strategies to streamline processes, include efficiencies, and ensure the basics are done right, like change management, for example. I know it doesn't sound all exciting and sexy, but it's all important for building and maintaining resilience. And I guess one of the most important things on any client project is to really understand the client's rationale for what they want to do, their long-term objectives, and their risk profile. If a client is looking to move to the cloud, knowing why they're making that move is the first step to understanding the key requirements that they've got. For example, I suppose if the key driver is reducing costs, the strategy and the journey to cloud will be different to if the key driver is scalability or resilience. So I guess a common desire for many businesses these days is to reduce their carbon footprint. This is another thing that's important to understand up front as it changes the way requirements are implemented. And I suppose finally, we often get asked about operating models. Many businesses are changing the way they work and traditional operating models don't always work so well in the cloud. I guess much like many other traditional methods of doing things don't work so well in the cloud. Lift and shift is a big no-no. It's important to define new, more flexible operating models and to embed these across your organization to ensure that you can continue to withstand and recover from evolving cyber threats. And then in between all of this, obviously, there's plenty of time for coffee.
Exactly. And I think, you know, that is really interesting because I genuinely find the cyber industry fascinating, both from an advisory capacity through to vendor implementation and the infrastructure and the services that we bring with that. But I genuinely get excited around how we can help organizations to remain resilient because the impact of cybercrime and ransomware on organizations really can put many organizations out of business.
Yep.
So helping organizations define that roadmap, understand what the people, process, technology looks like within their organization, can really drive and add value as well to what we need to do, right? And I think there is an opportunity to prevent, detect, and respond to these threats creating a holistic cyber resilience strategy across the entire board. Is there anything else, Anara, just that you'd kind of give to our clients with regards to the cyber resiliency and the strategies that they deploy?
I guess in terms of, you know, how do they get started would be a good thing to talk about. I know that we speak about, you know, business as usual and prevent and all of those activities. But I think, you know, as the cyber threat landscape has shifted, it's very much about applying a different lens, which is around survivability rather than continuity. So continuity, great, brilliant, that's your business as usual. But then survivability, what does that look like? And then how do they get started? How do clients get started on that? I guess the focus and starting point is often on data. Data is the heart of any business, and ensuring that a business's core data is able to be protected and restored following any type of event is at the crux of cyber resilience, right? So I suppose, I mean, this is where we go in and really help clients to identify their most critical data. This can be done in a few different ways, and cyber scenarios often prompt businesses to reconsider what they've defined before. Often businesses have a view of their most critical services. For example, you know, they might have a DR priority zero list or tiering in place, but this doesn't necessarily consider the data. For example, the ability to communicate via email is crucial to most businesses, but this is more about the service itself than the data. You wouldn't say that your old emails were as important to your business as your client database or your Active Directory. So taking a new lens on what data you rely on the most and then considering how to best protect that is a really good starting point when it comes to cyber resilience. And this is applicable both on-prem and in the cloud. But protecting data obviously looks a bit different in the cloud. We're often looking at determining the most suitable methodology for storing massive amounts of data and considering things like long-term storage as well as, you know, data lakes, etc.
I love that point, that critical data and having availability of that critical data. I do guess that maybe some organizations are like, oh, we have it backed up. We don't really need to look at this cloud resiliency strategy. We have it backed up. But backing up is different to a holistic business cyber resilience strategy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I think as part of driving this change and strategy in the cyber sphere, as we move towards the dependence of cloud, I think we have moved and we're becoming more dependent on cloud. What type of regulations do you foresee coming into effect to protect the cyber resilience strategy in organizations?
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, the regulatory landscape has shifted dramatically over the last at least 3 years, I would say, even though they've been thinking about it for a good few years. But I think the more headline type events that have really got everyone's attention. It's like, right, what are we doing in this space, especially from a regulatory perspective? So I suppose traditionally regulators are focused on adhering to jurisdictional requirements. For example, ensuring GDPR requirements are met by vendors storing data outside of the EU. There was a big focus on privacy and location of data. And I think it's generally a well understood requirement that needs to be met when moving to the cloud. I think in the coming years, though, there will be a focus on ability to protect against vendor lock-in and vendor lockout. These are widely accepted as two major risks of moving to the cloud. And the key mitigation is to ensure that you're always able to transport your workloads quickly and easily to another cloud service provider, hence the multi-cloud strategy. However, given that many of the benefits of the cloud lie in the vendor's original and bespoke offerings, the cloud service providers are generally seen as too big to fail, and the lack of any kind of precedent where an incident caused a cloud service provider, for example, to fail completely, most companies don't usually have a good response to these risks. So I think we can expect regulators to start looking at businesses' cloud contingency plans, and I think this will create a lot of work for companies when they do. In the next few years, multi-cloud vendor strategies will need to be developed to avoid companies putting all their eggs in one basket, concentration of risk that you mentioned earlier. I guess the other big thing we can expect regulators to crack down on is accountability. This is already in current regulation, but we haven't really seen it being enforced in a big way. It seems a lot of businesses have forgotten one of the fundamental principles of risk management. You can't outsource accountability, right? Although when you store your data in the cloud, you do outsource the responsibility of implementing data protection and security measures. The business collecting the data usually remains the data owner, meaning it's their job to ensure the data is well looked after. And regulation states that in the event of a breach at a cloud service provider, the regulator can still hold the firm that owns the data accountable. So I don't think a lot of people quite realize this yet or are cognizant of the ramifications of this.
So, yeah, I mean, they've heard it here first today on Cloud and Clear with Norges. I think that transport of data quickly, having data accessible to shift the nature of risk. But I also wanted to touch back on the point that you made around risk, and people may not be focusing on the fundamentals of risk profiling and how we are now in such a fast-paced organization. We need to move data. We need to innovate quicker. We need to get things into the cloud so we can deal with our customers and clients alike. But the principles remain the same around risk profiling and being able to comply to the regulatory provisions that are in country today, but expect what is coming down the line as well to drive a more cohesive and robust strategy across multi-cloud vendors. I think that's a really key point that I'm going to take across from that.
Yeah.
So I guess like it's fast-paced in the cybersecurity world and cyber resiliency world, right? But Dell Technologies is very proud to be partnering with Deloitte, and we have a very successful partnership on cyber resilience. But obviously, we're now focusing more and more on cloud resiliency, as we've heard already that it's a priority for many clients. But how are we, as in Dell Technologies and Deloitte, partnering to help clients to implement an appropriate resilience strategy?
Yeah, sure. So as you know, Deloitte work with a variety of suppliers and vendors due to the nature of the independent consulting advisory work that we do. We have a long-standing collaborative relationship, Des, with Dell.
Yes.
And most recently, we've developed a three-way ecosystem partnership with AWS that you guys have been heavily involved in. So Deloitte is leveraging the commitment to working with clients to enable them to remain resilient. And by working with leading technology companies, we can provide together a better portfolio of end-to-end resilience strategies to our clients. And I think the other thing I want to mention is, you know, you've got the Dell Data Domain Virtual Edition. I think that's a really, I don't think we sing enough about it in terms of eminence. You know, it's available in Azure, Google, AWS, where clients have a mixture of vendors to bring a, you know, to bring a concrete one-stop shop to one client. I think, you know, that's so powerful. And I'm super excited on how we evolve this going forward.
I am too.
Yeah.
And I think what's really interesting is, you know, I first met you in Cork a couple of years ago. And for those listeners listening in, we do have a cybersecurity center of excellence based in Cork, which is in Southern Ireland. And that's actually our European headquarters for cybersecurity and cyber resilience. And that was really where we were able to showcase what the technology was able to do, focused on the cybersecurity vault. But I think as time has gone by, that DDDVE, Data Domain Virtual Edition, and Data Domain Full Stop has really helped organizations protect that critical data. And having an agnostic advisory help with our cybersecurity strategy for the UK has really been longstanding to where we've been and how we are now developing the trusted partnership together, but now mostly with our hyperscaler partners. And it is very exciting to have this three-way ecosystem partnership with AWS.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this is the way forward, really. It just helps organizations streamline. And rather than having three or four different conversations with different people, it's a one-stop shop.
So, Norges, we're coming up on time. I just wanted to ask you one final question. What keeps you awake at night with regards to the cyber security threats that are out there?
Oh, I was going to say, well, coffee, obviously. I haven't mentioned it.
Yeah, you have way too much caffeine.
But no, on a serious note, I suppose. I guess accelerating the journey to cloud is not a silver bullet to solve all IT issues. And I think many businesses seem to be hanging their hopes for the future on a cloud-first strategy. IT departments are experiencing a shift in the traditional model where IT made IT decisions and the business left them to it. I fear that businesses don't understand the risk being taken in moving to the cloud, and therefore there's a large amount of pressure on IT teams to get it done fast, in order to reap the benefits quickly. And I think this can create a debt in many areas. For example, security, resilience, scalability. All of these are assumed as core characteristics of the cloud. And in some ways, this is true, but businesses need to be aware that the cloud is also self-service, meaning that it's what you make it. There are different price points for different levels of resilience, add-on costs for extra security, etc., additional modules for redundancy, for example. All of these are decisions that need to be made. And if the journey to cloud has been rushed and corners have been cut in the name of getting there faster, this will become apparent and it won't be fun to watch at all.
I agree. I mean, that's powerful. And I think, you know, it doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. You know, I think that's the main point, that what we're trying to say here is that cloud is important. It does have its many, many benefits. There is an increased threat landscape. However, as an advisory organization, you can help with that clarity, that structure, bringing those strategies and resilient processes in place, building that risk profile, and help join the business and the IT departments together so there's cohesiveness across the board, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Nargis, I've thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I hope you did too. Thank you for being part of this episode. I've really, really been privileged to have you here today. And to our listeners as well, thank you for dialing in and listening to us. Join us again soon for the next episode of the Cloud and Clear podcast.